"I'm beginning not to." Tonka joined Polly in her watch on the stairs. Around them men groaned and stone creaked. "I wonder how much damage we did. There's a lot of dust up there."
"There'll be a lot of people here soon," said Polly, more calmly than she felt. "Because this is going to be it," she thought. "This time there's going to be no turkey to save us. This is where I find out if I'm the meat or the metal." She could hear Blouse unlocking doors and the shouts from those within.
"Lieutenant Blouse, 10th Infantry," he was saying. "This is a rescue, broadly speaking. Sorry about the mess."
Probably his inner Daphne had added that last bit, Polly thought. And then the corridor was full of released men, and someone said,
"What are these women doing here, for God's sake? Give me that sword, girl!"
And right now she wasn't inclined to argue. Men take over. It is probably because of socks. The squad retired to the kitchen, where Igorina was at work. She worked fast, efficiently, and, on the whole, with very little blood. Her large pack was open beside her. The jars inside were blue, green, and red. Some of them smoked when she opened them or gave off strange lights. Igorina's fingers moved in a blur. It was fascinating to watch her work. At least, it was if you hadn't just eaten.
"Squad, this is Major Eric von Moldwitz. He's asked to meet you."
They turned at the sound of Blouse's voice. He'd brought a newcomer. The major was young, but much heavier built than the lieutenant. He had a scar across his face.
"Stand easy, lads," he said. "Blouse here's been telling me what cracking work you've been doing. Well done. Dressing up as women, eh? Lucky you weren't found out."
"Yes, sir," said Polly. From outside there came the sound of cries and fighting.
"Didn't bring your uniforms with you," said the major.
"Could have been tricky if they were frowned on us," said Polly, staring at Blouse.
"Could have been tricky anyway, eh? If you were searched," said the major, winking.
"Yes, sir," said Polly obediently. "Lieutenant Blouse told you all about this, did he, sir?" Just behind the major, Blouse was making a universal gesture. It consisted of both hands held palms up and outwards and waggled furiously with all fingers extended.
"Ha, yes. Still some clothesman knocking shop, eh? Young lads like you shouldn't have gone in a place like that, eh? Those places are an abomination if they're run right," said the major, wagging a finger theatrically. "Anyway, we're doing well. Hardly any guards this deep in the keep, you see. The whole place was built on the basis that the enemy would be on the outside. I say, what's that man doing to that man on the slab?"
"Patching him up, sir," said Igorina, "throwing his arm back on."
"He's an enemy, ain't he?"
"Code of the Igors, sir," said Igorina reproachfully. "A spare hand where needed, sir."
The major sniffed.
"Oh, well, can't argue with you fellows, eh? But when you're finished, we've got plenty of chaps out there who could do with your help."
"Certainly, sir," said Igorina.
"Any news of my brother, sir?" said Polly. "Paul Perks?"
"Yes. Blas here mentioned him, Perks. But there's men locked up everywhere, and it's a little tricky right now, eh?"
said the major briskly.
"Ask the rest of you. We'll get you into a pair of pants as soon as possible, and you can join in the fun, eh?"
"The fun," said Tonka in a hollow voice.
"The fun being," said Polly.
"We've got as far as the fourth floor already," said von Moldwitz. "We might not have the whole keep back, but we hold the outer courtyards and some of the towers. By morning we'll control who comes in and who goes out. We're back in the war. They won't invade now. Most of their top brass are in the inner keep."
"Back in the war," murmured Polly.
"And we will win," said the major.
"Oh, sugar," said Shufti.
Something was going to give, Polly knew. Tonka had that look she got before she exploded, and even Shufti was fidgeting. It would only be a matter of time before Lofty found her box of matches, which Polly had hidden in a cupboard. Igorina packed up a bag and smiled brightly at the major.
"Ready to go, sir," she said.
"At least remove the wig, eh?"
"It's my own hair, sir," said Igorina.
"Looks a bit sissy, then," said the major. "It'd be better if—"
"I am, in fact, female, sir," said Igorina, dropping most of the lisp. "Trust me, I'm an Igor. We know about this sort of thing, and my needlework is second to none."
"A woman," said the major.
Polly sighed. "We all are, sir, really women, not just dressed up as women. And right now I don't want to put any pants on, because then I'd be a woman dressed up as a man, dressed up as a woman, dressed up as a man, and then I'd be so confused I won't know how to swear. And I want to swear right now, sir, very much." The major turned stiffly to Blouse.
"Did you know about this, Lieutenant?" he barked. "Well, yes, sir, eventually. But even so, sir, I would—"